Let's have a visit with Scott Harrison, KRDO News Channel 13 reporter, who's working on a story about whether your kids will or will not be safe walking the sidewalks for Halloween this year. Scott, tell us more about that.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Yesterday, remember, we did the story about people who are upset about shoveling their sidewalks and their driveways, only to have the work covered up by a plow that came by if they lived along the street that gets plowed. And today, sidewalks are taking on kind of a different matter here. A lot of people have still not shoveled off their sidewalks or their driveways, even though a city ordinance requires you to do so within 24 hours after it stops snowing. Now, the city says doesn't usually enforce that to the extent of writing citations necessarily, unless they are repeated circumstances. For the most part, they'll leave a notice on somebody's door, or they'll go and knock on the door and talk to the person and remind them to do that, and they'll do it with no problem. The city said there were 60 complaints that they received from the storms this week from people who wanted to complain about sidewalks that had not been shoveled yet. But today, with slightly warmer temperatures and with the sun out doing some melting, it was a little easier for people to get out and get some shoveling done. They also wanted to make sure that the way was as clear and as safe as possible for the kids who are out trick-or-treating right now. There was a lot of talk on social media today, this morning, about, how cold was it going to be? Was it going to be too cold? Was it going to be too snowy? Was it going to be too icy? Would kids be, slipping and sliding and falling as they're trick-or-treating? But most parents just kind of took it in stride and said, it's still okay to go. We'll just be careful. We'll be with the kids. We'll make sure that nobody gets hurt. Everybody's dressed properly, wearing the right shoes, and just hoping that the neighbors would shovel as many of their sidewalks as possible. So we were out this afternoon and early evening as trick-or-treating was just starting to heat up, and things looked pretty good. Everybody's still in good spirits and waiting for the kids to come get the candy, the free candy. The procession of scary costumes will start up here pretty soon. So it's been... cold isn't unusual for Colorado Springs for Halloween. We've seen some cold days here on Halloween. It's the snow and ice and the melting snow that's going to turn into ice. That was a big concern for people. But so far, things are going pretty well on this Halloween.
Now, Scott, because the ordinances are in place, there are also methods and means for you to report something that is not right. And how does one do that?
Yeah, that's right. Good point. There is a phone number, and we post that on our web story. You'll see it right now at KRDO News Channel, on KRDO.com, I should say. And there's a phone number that you can call the city, and you can complain about a sidewalk that maybe needs to be shoveled but hasn't been shoveled. And the city will check into it. They'll go out there, and they'll look at it. And the city says they will not cite anyone until they've actually talked to that homeowner first and just kind of remind them that, there is an ordinance that we need you to do this, not just for your safety, but for everybody else's safety, too. And it's kind of taking on a little bit more importance today, of course, because it's Halloween. And again, on Halloween, you don't have to worry usually about the kind of weather that we've had this week. But just something for everybody to keep in mind as they head off of trick-or-treating tonight.
And absolutely. And Scott, between the story you did about snowplow drivers covering up the work that you've done to uncover your sidewalks in some cases, that gets a little frustrating. I think we all understand that. And then tonight, with all the little people wandering around on the sidewalks, and you want to be extra careful, do you get the sense that people are trying to be cooperative and doing the best they can?
I think so. Again, we were out in the Skyway neighborhood on the southwest side this afternoon, and there were a lot of people who were out, putting kind of ice melt on the sidewalk where they had shoveled them. There were some people who were out actually shoveling. They just said that, we know kids are going to be here tonight. We want things to be safe for them, but also because it was a little bit warmer, made it a little easier to shovel in some places. In other places, though, because of the melting snow, the ice is just too thick and too hard for a lot of people to break up. But for the most part, things seem to be going pretty well. Kind of like yesterday, where it was only a few people that had actually complained about the snow plows covering up their work, shoveling driveways and sidewalks. And most people say it's just a part of, snow removal. And they may not like it, but they accept it and they'll go along with it. And that's kind of what we're seeing here tonight at the trick-or-treaters head out.
Absolutely. So by and large, people in the spirit and wanting to make sure everybody is safe and they have fun. We can see your story. It's Trick-or-Treaters Face Snowy Icy Sidewalks on Halloween in Southern Colorado at krdo.com. We appreciate your visit. Scott Harrison, News Channel 13 reporter.
Bet. Thanks.